very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't too hot, too cold.
No, I feel good. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we're gonna be in Romans chapter 8 this morning. Says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Jesus, in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And you know, I'm gonna be honest with you, church. This morning, I think our biggest weakness as Christians, is we don't always walk after the Spirit. This old flesh wants us to kind of take over, and you know, the flesh is, I want to say, it's greedy. Because it always wants to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
The flesh. But where the center of attention needs to be is in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit. Living in the Spirit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But so many times we let the flesh lead us away through its, you know, its enjoyments.
Yep.
So, you know, it says, you know, here, there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the Spirit. There's flesh, excuse me. Not after the flesh, but in walk in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's what we need to be striving to, you know, pray for, that, you know, Lord, help us strengthen our lives in our spiritual life. And put things of the fleshly life on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
But so many times we, you know, and it's just the way we're made, I think. That, you know, we look in the mirror and we see the flesh.
Yeah.
We have to look to the inside to see the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it just seems like that we see the flesh more, you know. Well, I'm not going to say more. I'm going to say it seems like it wants to have a harder control of our lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's you know, it's a hard thing to resist. Okay, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death.
Right.
You know, we, you know, this Spirit, oh, I wish I had the words to within myself to be able to explain to you from a personal aspect. I want my spiritual life to be my primary life.
Yeah.
I want to walk in the Spirit. I want to talk in the Spirit. I want to, you know, totally live in the spiritual life, because that's what brings you closer to the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, the flesh is always wanting to draw me away.
Mm-hmm.
But that spiritual, you know, when you go out into the world and look at the world as a whole, as people, most of those people are walking in the fleshly life. You know, they're doing what is appealing, pleasing to their flesh.
Yep.
It's very few people that are actually walking in trying to live in a spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
I want to draw closer to living that spiritual life than the fleshly life. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, that we're not saved. What I'm saying is, you know, we have a tendency to want to draw toward that flesh.
Yes.
More so than the Spirit.
Yes.
And, you know, by drawing to that Spirit, it's going to make you free. It's going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, every decision that you make in your life, are you sitting down reasoning with it in your flesh, or are you praying and asking God in the Spirit to help you spiritually make the right decision, regardless of what it is that you're praying about or, you know, seeking? Says in verse 3, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through what? The flesh.
Yep.
God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. Now I want you to notice, it didn't say that he was in sinful flesh. It says in the likeness. In other words, like us. It's all flesh. We could, you know, those people that lived back then, when Jesus was alive, they could see him as a person.
Uh-huh.
Where they had difficulty was seeing him as the Son of God.
Yeah.
I have never seen Jesus as a person. The relationship that I have with him is being the Son of God.
Yes.
Because his old fleshly eyes hadn't seen him in the likeness of flesh, the only way I've ever seen Christ is through the spiritual eye. And the love, and, you know, through what? You know, from what he works through on the inside. I mean, there's fleshly beings, you know, out there walking around today that doesn't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ because they can't physically see him.
Yeah.
Even though I hadn't seen him with my spiritual, my fleshly eyes, touched him with my fleshly hands, I have seen him spiritually.
Amen.
Not fleshly, but in the Spirit. I know him in the Spirit.
Yeah.
I have a personal relationship with him through the Spirit and not through the flesh.
Amen.
Because the flesh can't see.
Yeah.
But what's on the inside can.
Yep.
I mean, really. I mean, I actually know him on a personal relationship, spiritually speaking. And you know what? That's what counts.
Yes.
That counts more than, you know, each and every one of you, I know you through the personal flesh. If we were separated in Valley Hills Mall, and I looked across Valley Hills Mall, and I seen you, I would know you.
Yeah.
I'd look and I'd say, Christy, there goes Rosa.
Yeah.
And down this corridor is halfway down yonder.
Yeah.
Even far away, I could spot you out of a crowd of people because I have a personal relationship with you fleshly.
Yeah.
In person. But with Christ, it's spiritual.
Yes.
I know him. I know his voice. I know how I feel. And I'm not basing this on feelings. I'm just saying, spiritually speaking on the inside, the feelings from the inside, spiritually feelings.
Yes.
You feel the draw of Christ, the love of Christ. He's there. And it's personal. But it ain't personal with the flesh, it's personal with the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Folks, am I making any sense this morning?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rosa. You want to say something?
Yeah. I want to be guided by the Spirit. Flesh, want to mess with everything.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what this is saying, preacher, that this has already happened to us. This flesh is dead. God
yeah.
don't deal with this flesh no
yeah.
more. He just deals with that man that is
same
dead.
Man. Yeah.
When it says, who walk not after the flesh? I mean, that's,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
you know, we're in this body, but it's,
yeah.
I mean, these things
yeah.
are happening to us already.
Yeah.
Is dead.
Yeah. In other words, God don't really deal with the flesh, he deals with the Spirit.
It's dead, it's crucified
yeah.
with.
Yeah. But you know, it's, but like I said, you know, we got a world of people out there that, you know, that the flesh is, to them, that's all there is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And because they don't know the Lord.
Right.
And the reason they have to, whatever the flesh, more
yeah.
than they can do things.
Yeah. Whatever feels good.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's.
It says we're made free from the law of sin and death.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, in other words, what it's saying is we don't have to really worry about it. Because, you know, what was it at here?
Took care of.
Yeah.
Two and three both.
Yeah, it says God sent his own son in his likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. Condemn sin in the flesh. So, you know, we're free. I'm glad this morning that, you know, I'm glad for the relationship that I have with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And I'm glad that I know, and the Spirit has shown me that, you know, to keep that relationship, it has to be done in the Spirit.
Yes.
That, you know, so many people want to worship God in the flesh and it can't be done. It's a spiritual thing. And that Spirit is important in our lives, that we walk in that Spirit each and every day. Continue reading here. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk after the, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Folks, that's in, you know, I'm gonna read it again. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That righteousness is fulfilled.
Yeah.
The law of righteousness is fulfilled.
Yeah.
That through the Spirit, God's Spirit, our Spirit, joining together, and, you know, us having that personal relationship with Christ. You do realize that when you have a personal relationship with Christ, you also have a personal relationship with the Father.
Yes.
And the Spirit.
Yep.
All three. Not just one. But we have a personal relationship. With the whole complete Trinity of God.
Yes.
All three. You know, we, in the flesh, you know, there are certain people that we might be associated with that are in high places. And, you know, we think, oh man, I'm something because I know this person, I have a relationship with this person because of where they stand, where they're at, you know, in the fleshly world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes we look at that as a bragging right. But I want to tell you something. I'd rather have a spiritual relationship with God, His Son, and His Spirit, than have a fleshly relationship with somebody that might be very popular.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
To me, that's more important.
Yes.
To have that relationship. It's, and I want people to see Him through me.
Yes.
As that light shining, you know, yes. The light shining from me. Mm-hmm. I want them, I want people to see Christ in my life.
Yes.
Yeah. I want people to know that I'm a Christian.
Yes.
I want them to know that, you know, I know that I, you know, I don't have no doubt. I don't have to go look at the Lamb's Book of Life, and so to speak, in a fleshly realm to know that I'm saved.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I know my name's written down there.
Amen.
I have faith to believe that it's there because I asked the Lord to forgive me.
Yep.
And I accepted what He did there on Calvary for me. I accept what He did, you know, sprinkling His blood there before God. As in the tongue, I believe that and I accept it.
Yes. Amen.
I don't have to go look at the proof because I have faith to know, believe that I am. And to be honest with you, folks, the proof lives on the inside of us.
Amen.
When you can feel the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, you know, you can feel these things moving in your spirit. That is your proof. Because you do have that personal relationship is the proof.
Mm-hmm.
That all this, you know, I am looking, you know, they keep saying, well, if Christ is coming back, where's he at? Well, I'll tell you where he's at. He's on the right hand of the Father, waiting on the Father to tell him to come get his bride.
Yep.
Until then, that's where he's going to be. Because that's where God wants him to be.
Yep.
But I know that there's going to be a day, whether I'm a living or not, as far as this flesh is concerned, that I know that there's going to be a day when the Lord is going to come back and get his bride, his church.
Amen.
I know that.
Amen.
And I know it by faith.
Amen.
You know, faith gives you insurity. And that faith comes from the grace of God. I mean, folks, I've heard people say, how do you know you're saved? They ask that question. Because he lives there.
Yes.
He's there. I know he's there. And if I wasn't saved, he wouldn't be there in that same aspect. He might be there knocking at the door wanting in.
Yeah.
But in my life, my spiritual life, he has already opened the door, or I opened the door, let him in. And he's moved in and he's there. So, you know, that brings, you know, I got it and I know it.
Amen.
It's real.
Yes.
And all this is through the Spirit, making it real.
Yes.
And to me, someone that would ask the question to you, how do you know if you're saved or not? In a sense of the matter, they're looking to find out for themselves if they really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be they're trying to figure out what it would be like. I would think, you know, they're asking the question, how would I know if I was? You know, there's a difference of you asking somebody if you're saved, then asking them how do you know that you're saved?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we ask people all the time, well, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior? In other words, are you saved?
Yeah.
We're not asking them how they know that they're saved. We're asking them if they're saved.
Yeah.
You know, that's a different question. Totally different. Because I've had people to ask me, and I'm sure you have too, how do you know that you've been saved? Yeah. You know because you have that experience. You know, the Word. the experience that you failed, the you know, one minute you feel like you're going to die and go straight to hell, and the next minute after you've asked the Lord to forgive you, you feel that warm, compassionate love move on to inside of you, and you're just overwhelmed with the love of God within you. I have no hesitation this morning. There is no doubt in my mind this morning that I'm not saved.
Man.
Because I know I am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just something you know. It's hard to explain to someone. It's easier to explain to y'all how I feel. Because I know you have experienced it.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about because you have the same relationship with the same person I do.
Yes.
But for someone that does not know what it is like to be saved, it's hard to explain to them something that they have never felt. It's hard to you. I mean, it's hard to explain to them, to show them something that they have no experience in whatsoever. That's one of the hardest things, I think, when it comes to witnessing people, is trying to get them to understand the full 100% absolute knowing that you're saved.
Yeah.
It's because they don't have no way of knowing because they haven't experienced it. And it's hard to explain that, ain't it, church?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the spiritual feeling. You know, I'm not talking about fleshly feelings. I'm talking about...
My
goodness. No, you can't. They ain't saved. And it's hard to witness to someone that ain't never experienced it. And you can't. Like you said, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
The only way they're ever going to know is to experience it themselves.
Yeah.
Get folks to understand the true 100% what it's like to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we sit here in a church yesterday in that funeral, and I'm sure that there were people in this church that could not tell you they wouldn't be able to tell you what it's like to be saved because they're not.
Yeah.
But you know, I pray that those folks that might have left out of here lost, that there was something said or done here yesterday from one of the three preachers that preached. That they might understand that the Holy Ghost of God might reveal to them.
Yes.
And they would be able to experience and know what it's like to be saved.
Yes.
It's a wonder. I'm going to tell you what. This walking with the Spirit has having this spirit, having this thing, is so wonderful. It is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me, is being saved. And having that assurance that I know I am.
Yes.
And that there ain't nothing that nobody could ever do to change that fact. Not even me. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sealed.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I've got it. I know I've got it. And just being able to say that is such a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. And you know, I wish that everyone could have what I, well, they can have it. I wish that they did have it.
Yes.
It's there for them. The opportunity for them to have what I got. You know, it's better than winning the lottery. Yeah, it's just, think this for a minute. You know, let's say I don't know what the lottery is right now. I'm sure it's a few $1 billion, whatever it is, for the Powerball. But if a man would win that, he would want to share it. Well, most men would. Some, probably not. They're going to fall off on the face of the earth and you're going to send them there. They're going to take the money and run. But what I'm trying to say is this. Most common everyday people, lost or saved, they win Powerball lottery. They would want to share what they have. But once they share it, it's gone.
Yes.
That's gone. It's no longer theirs. But I'm going to tell you something about salvation. Salvation is something, you know, I get saved, I'm saved, and I share that with someone else, and they get saved, I've lost nothing.
Yes. Amen.
But they have gained. Yes. What all of what I got.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's called having your cake and eating it too.
Yes.
Salvation is something that you can share. Because you're not actually sharing your salvation, you're showing them how to obtain their salvation.
Yes.
From your salvation. You haven't lost nothing. But you have gained a brother and sister in Christ. Mm-hmm. And they've gained everything that you could possibly have. They could possibly have it too.
Yeah.
It's a win-win. If you win $1 million and you give it to half of, I give half of it to CJ, then he's got half of it and I've got half of it. But with salvation, glory to God, just think about that. It is something that you can share, but you don't lose none of it. But you gain, like I said, a brother and sister in Christ.
Yes. Amen.
What a wonderful thing this salvation is, ain't it?
Amen.
Walking in the Spirit. Letting your light shine. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. Today we're letting our light shine in a very dark place.
Yes.
We are. This world is dark. See? Mm-hmm. But light overcomes darkness.
Yes.
God said his word would not return void.
Amen.
And for us to be able, we're going to have to walk. walk in that spiritual life. Now we'll get all up tomorrow and we'll go into our lives as we normally do on a Monday. Are we going to let the Spirit lead our lives or are we going to let the flesh lead our lives? I'm going to be honest with you, it's something that I want to change in my life.
Yeah.
I want, you know, I try my best at everything that I do to look for the spiritual solution or the spiritual way. But I'm going to be honest with you, folks. I've got room for improvement.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, much improvement. I can improve on that. Because, you know, soul, weak flesh.
Yep.
You know, up there somewhere, I read where it was weak. Yep. For what the law could not do, in that it, what the law was weak in through the flesh. I want to make my life stronger through the Spirit.
Yep.
I want my walk to be a straighter walk.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be a softer walk. A lovable walk.
Yes.
When can we start on working on this? Question is right now.
Uh-huh.
Folks, I want to make a change. I want the world to know that I love the Lord.
Amen.
And that I'm one of His children.
Amen.
And I'm not ashamed of it.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we're going to stop right there and we'll pick up in verse 5. When we start back. But you know, folks, God has given us a beautiful thing called the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we need to let it lead our lives. Amen?
Amen.
Yep. All right. Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we thank You this morning, Lord, for Your many blessings. Lord, we just do pray that You would open our hearts and our lives, Lord, that we will let the Spirit overcome the flesh. That we will seek the things of the Spirit and push away the things that this old flesh wants. We pray, God, that You'd make us better Christians, stronger Christians, that You'd grow us each and every day in Your knowledge, in Your Spirit, in Your Word. We just pray, God, that You'd help us in each and every way. Amen. I can feel the weakness of my flesh.